Judy Harif is the executive director of the Michigan Association on Problem Gambling. Judy, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. Thank you.
There are three proposals that folks want to bring casino gambling to the city of Lansing. We've just been exploring all aspects of that. What's your take when you hear that if these developers had their druthers, we'd have three casinos in the city?
Well, first of all, Michigan Association on Problem Gambling takes a neutral stance on gambling. We're really to help the people that have trouble with gambling, their family members, and so on. But I would just say that in 1999, the National Gambling Impact Study found that within a 50-mile radius of a casino, the rate of problem gambling doubles. So naturally, we're concerned, because we're concerned about the people that can't gamble and just have it be a social activity. Instead, it becomes an addiction.
In Michigan, and if you have the information, in mid-Michigan, how big a problem is problem gambling?
The last prevalence study by Western Michigan University in 2008, I think it was completed, there's about 150,000 residents of Michigan that are problem gamblers, or pathological gamblers is a more severe issue.
What is your focus when trying to help people deal with these challenges?
Well, we support people who are in research, people who are looking for treatment, but the treatment is in the helpline, which is 1-800-270-7117, goes through the Neighborhood Service Organization that has a contract with the state of Michigan. So we're really a members-only nonprofit organization that just encourages mental health workers to become paneled so they can provide services for people. And we advocate, we cannot, because we're nonprofit, we are careful that we don't take a stance on either way. And we're also affiliated with the national, so we have to have a neutral stance. But we're just really encouraging casino and Native American casinos to train their employees so that they can help people if they have problems and those types of activities. We speak at universities for students that are going into areas of work that might put them in contact with people that have problem gamblers, like probation officers and mental health workers and so on. So that's just some of the activities we do.
Do Michigan casinos put forth enough time and effort to train their employees about problem gambling?
Well, the commercial casinos in Detroit say that they do have programs. Some of the Native American casinos also say that, but it's difficult for us to know what they mean by that. Today I'm leaving to go over to Gun Lake Casino, and the president of MAPG and I will be doing our second training with all of their supervisors over there. So that them and firekeepers, we've also done a training at firekeepers. So some of the Native American casinos are saying that we really need to be educated about this.
But we can get better.
Oh, definitely. And that concerns me about the publicity that's coming out on the Lansing casino. Is I did go to the community information, and the last slide, they talked about problem gambling, but they're talking about this as just a great panacea for rescuing a lot of different issues in Lansing, but I don't see the publicity in the paper where we're talking about, you know what, we have Gamblers Anonymous meetings in Lansing because we have people addicted to gambling, and we're just not addressing that in our publicity.
Judy Harif is the executive director for the Michigan Association on Problem Gambling. Thanks so much, Judy.
Thank you, Tony, for letting me say this very important information, especially for people that are already addicted. And putting it Lansing in their face is going to be tough for them.